The point that we're making here is that this is a purposeful obfuscation. It's a maze that you can barely find your way through in order to find out what's really being said to you, what's really being asked of you by the government. What you are or are not required to do is very difficult to determine unless you have a map to the maze, which is what you're providing. The IMF Individual Master File Decoder is a specific focus on that one document, but looking behind it into the law, you need a decoder there too, which is this map, these references and explanations, which you're starting to give us now. I don't want to overload people with too much information because it's more than one can integrate at one time. But the point to be clear on is that there is this information and there is this, I would say, very shocking condition of information being hidden inside of information, being hidden inside of further information and shifted around in a way which is the opposite of clarity. So the question I have to ask is, why would someone do this? And what does that infer as to their purpose? And then we can go on to one more important question which comes up in people's minds.
All right. Why? Follow the money. It's all about the money. In World War II, we had the Victory Tax Act, which was only mandatory upon federal employees and voluntary for the people, who made it their patriotic duty to support the troops. The government got used to that money. Taxes used to be only a couple of $100 per person. In fact, when they first started, it was only like $20 per person in today's money. During World War II, it went up to $5,000 per person. That was a lot of money. That was a big increase. And then we saw explosive growth of government under FDR with his New Deal and his promising jobs and all these now programs that government never really was delegated to get involved in. Today, the average person in America is $10,000. You take a married couple, $20,000 a year. The average family in America pays more in taxes than they pay for food, clothing, and shelter combined. That's a crime. I'm sorry, it's a crime. How did they do it and why did they do it? Well, one way was Social Security. Social Security was originally designed for federal employees as a supplemental retirement fund. Private citizens were allowed to opt into the fund for a future welfare benefit by stating covered earnings and purchasing credits. However, when they stated the covered earnings to buy those credits, it made the earnings, their compensation for labor, heretofore protected from tax, appear to be government wages, and therefore subject to the Salary Tax Act for federal employees. So the employers withheld the taxes. Now, to get back those erroneously withheld taxes, they had to file a return, a 1040 form. Now they're saying Virgin Islands form, excisable activity, signed under penalty of perjury, true and correct. They just took them at their word and coded their files accordingly. You mentioned the information within information. That's why they call it the United States codes. They're statutory codes. And you need a code book. There's so much cross-referencing. But bear in mind, each title is separate. Its definitions are separate. The definitions I've explained here do not apply in Title 5. They do not apply in Title 18. They only apply within Title 26. Now, where does the money go? Let's follow the money. Erroneously paid taxes under Title 31 go and are treated as a gift to the government for its discretionary use. Together with all property seized, it's given to the government for its discretionary use. In 1984, Ronald Reagan did the Grace Commission, ordered the Grace Commission report. They finished that report, which was like a 1,200-page study with an 8-page special letter to the president prefacing it, which stated the income tax, not one nickel of the money collected goes to any goods or services that the country would expect. No roads, no schools, no social programs. They said 1/3 of it goes to government waste. 1/3 is never collected, and the remaining third goes by transfer payment through the Federal Reserve to the International Monetary Fund of the United Nations. The tax dollars went to fund our now supposed enemies. They went to fund Saddam Hussein and the Iran-Iraq War. They went to fund Osama bin Laden and his fight against the Russians. This is what the income tax dollars went for. The only money that went for roads, schools, and social programs was the people with their cigarette stamp taxes, their alcohol taxes, their gasoline taxes, the 7 taxes on their telephones, and all the other excise taxes, even the water tax that goes down the drain. That's what goes, but not the income tax, not one nickel. And that's the government study. That's not mine.